In terms of material, it was very interesting to me to use rice bags and just explore. Before coming, I wasn't quite sure what I was going to do with the rice bags. But I always loved the practicality of metallic wire. And I love the color pink, as you can tell. So I was just curious to see how I could use techniques in that we use in my atelier when you need to, or when you need to hang something very fast and you don't know how to do it. Just translate that sense of emergency confronted to those rice bags, and it gave me the and hearing Yacine also talking about point de suture and surgery, it just sparked something in my head, and I was like, this is super interesting. How can you just you know, create some type of body or piece of flesh, not to be gore, but and just piece these things back together. And it was very meditative for me to just keep on wiring those rice bags. And yeah, it gave me, I think it opened just a door of possibility of complexifying it and just confront myself to a slow process as well. It was a good experience for me because I, being in fashion all the time as well, gives you a sense of time that is quite different that maybe the creatives here may have. I mean, fashion asks you to be very quick all the time and to just be in an eternal loop. So it was good to just have, well, it was a rush this week, huh? But we had to take the time to just do something that was to be shared with the many. So that was very, it was very eye-opening for me. And I think this experience created something with me, inside of me that I cannot name yet, but it's just the will to explore more. To explore more, to be way more digital in the sense of fingerprints, to be just to explore more and to push it and to see where it goes. And I think the second thing was the process of making the aluminum pots. I just realized, and I don't know why I realized it so late, but the process of making the pots is super circular. Anything that hangs, that is in the streets, like Coca-Cola cans or Fanta cans or forks or any single thing that has aluminum in the streets is collected by people and then casted back and put back in fire and then casted, and then it becomes a pot that everyone in here has already eaten, you know, in or with, I don't know. There was something of, I don't know, it was, I was sitting here in front of this atelier that was making the pots, and we had to go through all a very long process to make it happen because you need to make some wooden molds first. So you're in a single neighborhood where all of this is happening, and you're zigzagging between all these materials that you were born with. And now I'm discovering like the intimacy of the fabric, and that was very eye-opening as well for me. And for me, material was like opening something secret to me, like a secret life. And that's, for me, it's all the purpose of moving forward as an artist is just uncovering secrets, those secrets with respect and humility et beaucoup de pudeur, and just make sure that people that make this dream happen are all feeling included and feeling that they are contributing to that trace, I guess, that would be a word. But really, really, it was really marvelous for me. I mean, through and through, I feel like I'm living a dream because it's just opening another door of possibilities. And that's, I can't wait to be back in Dakar in a workshop and create. For the collective experience, I think that the collective experience really happened when I set foot inside of Marès, and I felt the culture that was inside of Marès, the culture that you've planted, that you've all planted. It just felt like being in the feeling good in the space first. For me, it was really important. And then meeting people that I already knew, or people that I heard the name, or just having that, it felt very, I don't know how to say it, but it felt very organic. And we spoke about it a lot online. We worked a lot remote. Each of us was somewhere in some territory, but I feel like being together, present in the same space physically, just solidified something. And I feel like it was great working remote, but being in the same space just birthed something that is ineffable. And that thing is something that I pursue in my work, the thing that you cannot quite name, the thing that is marvelous, but you lack words to express it. I think that's my thirst as a creative, and that's what I wanted to inject in that magical kitchen, just that feel of the city that birthed you, that you just cannot quite comprehend yourself, that you keep on discovering, and you just open that quest for people to witness it, even if it's never finished or never ending. I'm a fashion designer before anything else. That's where I started being confronted to Dakar's creative scene through fashion. And I think my first, in 2008, I came back to Senegal. Enfin, came back. I was studying abroad, but still coming each year to Senegal. But I decided to just stop my regular studies and just take a year for myself, immerse myself into my city, and just understand what that creative calling was. So I came to Dakar, and it was the craziest time I've ever witnessed in any territory ever. I mean, there was art everywhere, and there was this huge contest that was the WAPI, and it was the initiative was from the collaboration between a big telecom company and a collective named Les Petites Pierres that was, I think they had a year of existence, something like that. And then they find a way to map out the territory and to dig out any talent that had something to say within different fields. And I was part of the fashion cohorts. And I didn't win that contest, but I won, I mean, a jackpot for the rest of my life, because all the collaborators I've been working, it came from that very specific moment. Shekha, who is here behind us, was a jury in that contest, and that's where I met him. And he's critical in my trajectory as an artist. So I started in a collective, and that left an imprint in how I approach art as a collective gesture that doesn't diminish you as an individual or as a singularity. Donc, and there has been other collective ever since. There was Les Petites Pierres, there was Mousse du Tour. I navigated through other more ephemeral initiatives, but for me, the group community, all of that is, to me, is the purpose at the end of the creative journey.